man. Because if we call that mountain one sheep.
One sheep.
Mountain. Yeah. One sheep, that's what we call it. Kenach Taweh. Yeah.
Say that again.
Kenach Taweh.
Taweh.
Yeah. Alone. Alone sheep. Because the mountain we call it together, that one you call it the three aces. That's the one.
Who call it three aces?
Well, I think in that time, 98, when the going rush going on to Klondike, lots of people come through here, you know. And as soon as they hear the news and go through across to the island, same time island, it's straight, you know. That's the time. Half wind over there again. Well, thought I would sing for you Papa's dance song.
Good.
Well, listen, Father.
Song.
You ain't learn, that's all.
What?
Yeah.
What kind of song was it, this one?
Oh, you mean this one I used to sing? Oh, it's the same as the potlatch song, dance. Yeah. You see, potlatch going on, and after you start the dance, just like we open and... Just like we open and this the way you people dance, that's all. After potlatch, we got to open and dance and... Never mind, all night we dancing just the same. You won't have to, that's how we used to go. That's it, the song they used to be. Yeah.
Everybody dance until they get
yeah,
tired.
Yeah, that's right.
They can't stand anymore.
It's not too hard for you, Father. You can dance it like that. You just keep the time like that at all. That's right. That's true.
Yeah.
Somebody thought it's hard. No, it's not hard. Yeah, that's the way it is. No, I think that's all you can say for now, Father.
No, huh? No, you got lots more, I guess.
Oh, my. Well, we used to be used in all kinds of dancing in our whole life, you know, and we knew what's that. And this song we used to sing in, it's a potlatch dance, you see, and have a good feel. And after, but the other one, when that little trouble going on and after we try to settle up and we make a peace and we have the songs too and we do just the same thing too. We singing and we get to give a little present to another for make it peace forever. That's what we're doing. And that's it, the song to its last. Now, that's it, the song I'm going to sing for you, Father. I hope you learn and you're going to sing. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we dance for, it was this song, yeah. And the other one, and the other one, and the other one. That's the way we are. All the songs.
Every song, every week.
Yeah.
You get a dance for it.
No. Let's see if you can listen for it.
You want to listen for it. Yes, he told me you had a surprise. You want to tell me some more?
One more one.
Can you tell us about the crow and the wolves? How that started?
What wolf?
Oh, the crow and the wolves.
Just for the nation, that's all.
Yeah, well, lots of Indians, they have that in the, among them, so the tradition too.
Just the nation, just like American and just like a Canadian, just like that. That's it the way.
Yeah, but they both the same kind, though.
Yeah. It's all the same nation now, but you just got a different name, you know, so, yeah. So you understand what's that at all.
Yeah, but how do you know one is crow, one is wolf?
Well, this crow is, you got to remember where from they've been racing, you know, where they're from at all, yeah. That's why.
Where the crow are from?
Well, a crow is in, it's hard to say where from, that's all. Just like you people, Canadian, just like that, just like American, just like that. And this too, so you could understand what the nation you are or you may. That's the way it is. Yeah, that's the way to go.
Yeah, but so, there's lots of Indian, like in Carmack, the same thing. It doesn't belong here.
Yeah.
Yeah, the crew and the wolves, the same thing.
Yeah. I meet one boy from Camax, he told me, I am wolf, he told me. Yeah. Well, I told them too, I am wolf, you is my brother, I tell him. He said, yes. Yeah, that's the way it is. So make it sure of it to be friend and to be brother together in this earth, you know, that's all.
Sure.
We don't want to be just like you people, you don't know who's that. And, but you know anyhow, they're your own nation and American and Chinaman, any kind of, we are just the same anyhow, but we got to make it to know, that's why we call that way, crow and wolf, that's the way it is. Well, I am a wolf, Father,
yeah,
maybe
wolf.
You crow.
I'm a wolf, so we'll fight.
Well, good, Father, you in my side.
We'll
all right, Father, yeah, you is my brother anyway. That's the way it is, you know, make it in one nation. And so make it sure of it.
In the old days, the Tlingit, they were fighting some other nation too?
Oh, used to be, I don't know, well long before. So.
They don't talk about,
no,
it, about it too much?
No need to talk about anything like that. They just have a...
See, like some, they used to, like, they had big fight before that around these lakes.
Yeah.
Some towns down in some other coast Indian, they were fighting, and at the Carmack we have the same thing. They said
that's the way all over the place is, Father, but that's why I tell you that peace stands and
sure.
Peace forever, just peace, yeah. So if we do it like that, you know, if we had a trouble in right in here in from in Ireland, if we had a trouble Sometimes you kill two men or one man, thing like that.
Uh-huh.
And we could try settled up. That's it. The sure. one or two go oh. farther. Uh-huh. Little trouble settled up and quit for good.
Sure.
Have a trouble anymore. That's the way they is. And all over the places in this India, they get it settled up itself. Yeah, that's the way they do it. And there's no more trouble after. That's the way it used to be.
Do you have some other kind of the song that you sang about God or something in this song too? You religious song with a drum?
Yeah.
Some places, you like when they play the drum, they just like they pray.
Yeah.
I got prophets, they take the drum, they pray. You think like
no.
This man, he'll take the drum and he think about the bishop.
Oh,
think.
Yeah.
And he thank God for the old man bishop.
No, we never do that sort of thing. Yeah.
For him, he pray all the time. See, it's not only to sing, not only to dance, but he pray. Every time
they do that.
When they come back from beaver hunting, they play the drum. Just thank God because they were lucky.
That's right. We never do that. No, no, we never.
Just to be happy.
We hear in another country good that way. Yeah. Ross River and the other country, they good that way. But not ourselves. But
use it just to be happy.
Just for singing us all, having to join our own life. That's the way to go.
Can you make us enjoy our life by another one? Donna want another one. What about you? You want another one too? So ask Grandpa. Ask Grandpa to sing once more for us. Grandpa, can you sing once more for us?
Wait a minute. Lots of things are just singing, Father.
Yeah.
Sometimes we sit down here, you know, we just got to sing any kind of song we want, you see. But that one, I assure you, it's some to use for dance, that's all.
Yeah.
No. This one, just kind of song I'm going to sing for you again. Of course, you tell me you want to hear another one.
Sure.
Yeah. Singing, but just to make it happy himself and what he is. That's the way he is.
You should have done a sing too.
For me?
That'd be too wild, huh?
Yeah.
Well, this was Mr. George Johnson singing for us. I thank him very, very much, and I hope sometime he'll come again. Because today we enjoyed this little session on this 23rd of July, 1967.
Good evening, George, to George Johnson, who is with us tonight, and who is going to tell us about the first car that came into testing in 1928. Well, George, yes. How did you bring that car over here?
Yes, Father. Well, I used to buy it from Calder Company down in Whitehorse in 1928, somewhere around in August month. And they teach me how to drive on the first, and before I never get a ride in car, the first I buy, and that's the time I had a car ride. And I don't know how to drive. And
how much did you pay?
It cost me for 1172 and a half. Uh-huh. Yeah. And Taylor's son, the youngest son, he used to take me up to the airport in Whitehorse, and he started me for teaching how to drive. And I learned in one day time, and I driving myself, I was the happiest can be that time. Yeah.
That was Charlie Taylor, huh?
And another hand, in the first classic car I seen in Whitehorse, 1928. And so pick them out, sedan, Chevrolet. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the one.
And you flew back?
Well, and I left to that car in Tandrew Scotch, and I coming back myself this way by the boat on the river. And Taylor, Drury, they tell me, steamboat going to take you that car in Testland. You're going to look for this first boat you car in Testland, he said. Well, we come over here. And I make a surprise in my people. They call me, he said, crazy man, George. Waste the road, they're going to run that car, and they buy that car. Well, I say myself, it's okay. I'm going to have a 9 mile route on the lake. But I'm going to drive for it. That's the way I see.
That was the way you smart. Yeah.
That's why I buy that car. Before they make them 1 mile, and I buy that car. And pretty soon I look for my car every time. My gosh, I was longing to see my car. And pretty soon somebody says, steamboat coming. They say, Danbury boat. The boat's, the steamboat's name is Kissel. And good size of boat anyway. Pretty soon they come around the point, and I just walk right and I'm close to the top of the hill, and well, I look at, I want to see where he got my car. Yeah. Pretty soon they land in right out here. And that Charlie Taylor is only a young boy that time. They run to me. You car in the boat. That's what he tell me. All right. And they take the plank out, heavy plank, and that steamboat plank.
And yeah, it's cut in the side too, huh?
Yeah.
It wasn't
yes,
such a
that's
cabin.
Right, yeah. They cut one side that steamboat on the wall, you know, and that's the way they get in.
Put
and
like
they put the plank right out there, and Charlie Taylor get in, and that car, they start the car. They bag them out, they got in the show. And all them who not see before, you know, then car running, just scare away at all. Yeah. And Charlie Taylor, they blew the horn, and he said, come around here. I clean it before that steamboat coming in, and this
you cut the brush.
This this middle ways, you know, from the village to this store, that's that far. Yeah. And pretty soon they take him out and they tell me, come on, George, get in the car. And we run around. He blew the horn, Charlie. Yeah. I told him, look out for them kids, I tell him. Well, it's not our fault if we hurt him, that's his own fault. Yeah, that's the way it is.
And after that you made the trail to Fox Point?
Yeah, and after, about a year after, I tried to cut a trail from here to the Fox Point. And by hand, anyway, I just got axe and shovel and mattock, that's what I got, that's all, to build the road. Used to be first my highway in that Fox Point, you see, but instead of the government takeaway, that's all.
You should sell it today.
Yeah.
Beginning of the highway.
Yeah. And pretty soon, in fall time, come, and I test on the ice in Lake Frozen, I test the ice, pretty soon 6 inch, well, I say too thin yet, pretty soon 1 foot, pretty soon over, well, I come over here, I build a little garage and to put that car in, you know. And pretty soon I come down here and I pick up the lake for my trap line where I used to stay for trapping, you know.
Where was your trap line?
Oh, about 20 miles from here is Jack's Portage, they call British Columbia.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's the place it's online. It's richest grandfather in both sides. Across it's my brother's and this side is mine. That's the way it is. And pretty soon I check up all the time that ice and I go slow way around and I want to see what it looks like. And I remember the ice crack and pretty soon we watch for game on a lake. That's the way we do it. And pretty soon we see game, well we say, well, let's try, let's see what we're going to do. We had shotgun in the car all the time. Yeah. And sometimes we see a coyote on the lake and we go at it. First, I come closer. They run 40 miles an hour, coyote. Not too far away, you know, just short distance. And come to slack back. That's the way they do it. And sometimes I come closer and I told my partner, go ahead, fire shot now. They shot with their shotgun. Where they drop this light about sometimes 50 feet or more in there, that coyote's light. That's the way they eat. That's the way we do it. And pretty soon we see a wolf. What's that we see on the lake? We sure we got it. Moose or caribou.
You see moose on
the
lake? Right?
Yeah. Moose, when they get up just like the horses, you know, you go 40 miles an hour too, but short distance. But when they run trotting like that, it's 10 miles an hour. It's pretty good fast too. Yeah. But just short distance, you know, Father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And dog team, I thought it's fast enough before I got the car, you know. Well, I see the dogs going like that. But I look at my speedometer, it's only 15 miles an hour. That much going. Well, it's fast enough anyway. Short game. Yeah, that's the way it is, Father.
And you had painted your car white, eh?
Yeah.
So the game yeah, was here.
First, it's kind of the color what I buy with it is kind of dark, you know.
Very green.
Yeah. When we see wolf, it's a wireless element in this country. When he see us on the lake, when he looks at us seeing, he hear the car running, you know, he look and they just beat to the bush. And so I make an idea, I have to paint it a white color in this car. So if he had a nice to try look at him, couldn't see me, that's what I'm thinking. Well, I do that, I pinned it myself. My gosh, easier than before I got the wolf. Yeah. Before they beat in a bush and I catch it. First they hear him, the car running, you know, make a nice, make it like that. Well, they look, they never see it. He says, take his time. So I come closer. And as soon as I come closer, and that's the time they see me, and I beat them anyway. That's the way we do it.
Yeah, that's pretty
oh, one time I doing pretty good, Father. I believe I killed 20 wolf or more in that. Yeah. In British Columbia, it's bounty too, you know. That's the place I try to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And one time I had put a bad ice before I take them out. And put a brook through the ice, about 15 miles from here. And I see it, my gosh, the ice go down like that with me. I just swing around, go back, which way I coming in. And I beat them. I see that my car go down like that. And I make it solid ice again. And I just go in my place and take them out, the ice, and just put them in a bush, that car. And springtime when the ice opened, I went over there with I got a good nice big boat too, you know, had a 1 foot length, 14 horsepower inboard engine I got. That boat, I call it by my language, Yayuwa.
Yayuwa.
What does that mean? Yeah. Well, it's my own, just like my own ensign, you know. Yeah. Because it the one I give the name of it. With the, my boat. And I went over there when the lake opened and I cut a big tree for build a raft in that car. And I fixed good nice big raft. Some lots of boys give me hand anyway. And as soon as we finished that raft and we bring it down myself and I bring right to the shore around here and I take them out of that car in this way. And the lake is open.
Good luck, eh?
Yeah, that's the way I save my car again. Yeah.
How long did you keep that car, George?
Well, what the time? I think it's
1928,
isn't it? It's 1928 model I got. And I use it right down to 1953, I think. That's the time I get that another old truck. So okay. I leave them in the garage, that car.
So that's a good 25 years.
Yeah. And after I had an accident and that big truck and that, my pickup is 1.5 tons. And crushed pretty bad in the front. And I get another one again, 1 ton pickup again. And after Tandroy, they give me an order to take them down. They want to buy that car back.
How much they give you?
Well, they pay me for $750. Mm. It's pretty good. Anyway.
It was a pretty good price for that car.
That's right. Yeah. And still today they use it for just
demonstration.
Just sovereign air, so on. Yeah, that's the way they is, yeah. They just supplies, Father. No place, no crush. Everything just like coming out from the factory yet. Nothing there. All the mudguards, no bent, nothing.
All good.
Yeah. That's why you just supplies, you just keep for souvenir thing like that, yeah.
They use it for parade,
yeah,
for instance.
Yeah, that's right. He called it that car, George's car. Yeah, number one.
Number one.
Yeah, that's the way they call it. Well, That's right too, Father. You know, you had the trouble sometimes in the car. You don't know what to go. Well, he go with me that way. Sometimes way farther, way abroad, I had a trouble. Well, I try fix it. I get instruction book anyway. I read little bit, that's all, not like you anyway. Just a few words. Well, I see the picture, which way they work. Well, I use my head. I take apart, fix up, and put up together again. My gosh, it's way better than before. That's the way I do. And one time, Father, I had a trouble on ties. I got no way to get at my ties. All my ties is kind of rotting already. But no way to get at ties, no way to get at parts, anything like that. No way to get my batteries, but I use it my head to keep running, that's all. That's the way it is. And that ties is all shot and all bust up the pieces. And I use my head. I put the moose hide out in that ties. And my gosh, it worked on me again. Yeah. He comes to butter again. That's the way it is. And my batteries, when die off, I use it hot shot, you know, that dry cell. I just connect it. And I use it crank, I just turn one start and I take connect out. That's what I do. That's what I know, Father.
Well, okay. That's pretty good for now, because the tape is nearly running short.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good for this 28th of March 1968.
Yeah. Grandpa, can you sing once more for us?
Well, lots of things are just singing, Father.
Yeah.
Sometimes we sit down here, you know, we just got to sing any kind of song we want, you see. But that one, I assure you, it's some to use for dance, that's all. Now, this one, just kind of song I'm going to sing for you again. Of course, you tell me you want to hear another one.
Sure.
Yeah. For dancing, you know. Yeah. used to be just the way my grandpa used to sing, for just to make it happy himself and what he is. Just the way he is.
You should have that dog sing too.
Oh, me?
That'd be too wild, huh?
Yeah. Gotta go for the wedding, you know.
Well, well, this was Mr. George Johnson singing for us. I thank him very, very much, and I hope sometime he'll come again. Because today we enjoyed this little session on this 23rd of July, 1967.
Good evening, George, to George Johnson, who is with us tonight, and who is going to tell us about the first car that came into testing in 1928. Well, George, yes. How did you bring that car over here?
Yes, Father. Well, I used to buy it from Calendar Company down in Whitehall in 1928, somewhere around in August month. And he teach me how to drive on the first, and before I never get a ride in car, the first car buy, and that's the time I had a car ride. And I don't know how to drive. And
how much did you pay?
It cost me for 1172 and a half. Uh-huh. Yeah. And Taylor's son, the youngest son, and he used to take me up to the airport in Whitehall. And he started me for teaching how to drive. And I learned in one day time, and I driving myself. I was the happiest can be that time. Yeah.
Of course, Charlie Taylor, huh?
On another hand, in the first classic car I seen in Whitehall, 1928. And so, pick them out. Sedan, Chevrolet. Yeah, that's the one.
And you flew back?
Well, and I left to that car in Tarangur, Scotch. And I coming back myself this way by the boat on the river. And Taylor, Drury, they tell me, steamboat going to take you that car in Tesla. You're going to look for this first boat you car in Tesla. He said, well, we come over here, and I make a surprise in my people. He called me, he said, crazy man, George. Waste the road, you're going to run that car, and they buy that car. Well, I say myself, it's okay. I'm going to have a 9 mile route on the lake. But I'm going to drive for it. That's the way I see.
That's why the way it's smart.
That's why I buy that car. Before they make them 1 mile, and I buy that car. And pretty soon I look for my car every time, my gosh, I was longsome to see my car. And pretty soon somebody says, steamboat coming, they say. Ah, the Andrew boat. The boat's, the steamboat, his name is Thistle. And good size of boat, and was. Pretty soon they come around the point, and I just walk right in, I'm close to the top the hill, and well, look at, I want to see where he got my car. Yeah. Pretty soon they landed right out here. And that Charlie Taylor is only a young boy that time. They run to me. You car in the boat. That's what he tell me. I said, all right. And they take the foot plank out, heavy plank, and that steamboat plank.
Yeah, it's cut it aside yeah. Too.
Yeah.
It was a
yes, that's
carry.
Right, yeah. They cut aside that steamboat on the wall, you know, that's the way they get in. So they put the plank right out there, Charlie Taylor get in and that car, they start the car, they bag him out, they got in the show. And all them who not see before, you know, then car running, just scare away us all. And Charlie Taylor, they blew the horn, and he said, come around and around here. I clean it before they, that steamboat coming in and this.
You cut the brush.
This middle ways, you know, from the village to this store. That's that far. Yeah. Very soon they take him out and he tell me, come on George, get in the car. And we run around. He blew the horn, Charlie. Yeah. I told him, look out for them kids, I tell him. Well, it's not our fault if we hurt him. That's his own fault. Yeah. That's the way it is.
Well, after that you made the trail to Fox Point?
Yeah. And about a year after, I tried to cut a trail from here to the Fox Point. And by hand, anyway, I just got axe and shovel and mattock. That's what I got, that's all, to build the road. Used to be first my highway and that Fox Point is in, but instead of the gum and take away, that's all.
You should sell it to them.
Yeah.
Beginning of the highway.
Yeah. And pretty soon, and fall time come, and I test on the ice in Lake Frozen. I test the ice, pretty soon 6 inch. Well, I say too thin yet. Pretty soon 1 foot, pretty soon over. Well, I come over here. I build a little garage and to put that car in, you know. Pretty soon I come down here and I pick up the lake for my trap line where I used to stay for trapping, you know.
Where was your trap line?
Oh, about 20 miles from here is Jack's Portage, they call British Columbia. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the place it's online. It's reaches the grandfather in both sides. Across it's my brother's and this side is mine. That's the way it is. And pretty soon I check up all the time that ice, and I go slow way around, and I want to see what it looked like. And I remember the ice crack, and pretty soon we watch for game on a lake. That's the way we do it. And pretty soon we see game, well, we say, well, let's try, let's see what you're gonna do. We had shotgun in the car all the time, yeah. And sometimes we see a coyote on the lake and we go at it. First, I come closer. They run 40 miles an hour, coyote. Not too far away, you know, just short distance. And come to slack back. That's the way they do it. And sometimes I come closer and I told my partner, go ahead, fire shot now. They shot with the shotgun. Way they drop the slide about sometimes 50 feet or more in that, coyote slide. That's the way it is. That's the way we do it. And pretty soon we see wolf. What's that we see on the lake? We sure we got it. Moose or caribou.
You see moose on the river, right?
Yeah. Moose, when they gallop just like the horses, you know, you go 40 miles an hour too, but short distance. But when they run trotting like that, it's 10 miles an hour. It's pretty good fast too, yeah. But just short distance, you know, father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And dog team, I thought it's fast enough before I got the car, you know. Well, I see the dogs going like that. I look at my speedometer. It's only 15 miles an hour. That much going. Well, it's fast enough anyway. Short game. Yeah. That's the way it is, father.
And you had painted your car white, eh?
Yeah.
So the game was here.
Fish is kind of, the color what I buy with it is kind of dark, you know. Yeah. When we see wolf is a wildest element in this country. When he see us on the lake, when he looks us see and he hear the car running, you know, he looked and he just beat to the bush. And so I make an idea, I have to paint it a white color in this car. So if he had a nice, they try to look at him, couldn't see me, that's what I think. Well, I do that, I pinned it myself. My gosh, easy than before I got the wolf. Yeah. Before they beat in a bush and I catch it.
No, you got a nice and they don't know where.
First they hear him, the car running, you know, make a nice, make it like that. Well, they look, they never see it. He says, take his time. So I come closer. And as soon as I come closer, and that's the time they see me, and I beat them anyway. That's the way we do it.
Yeah,
oh, one time I doing pretty good, Father. I believe I killed 20 wolf or more in that. Yeah. British Columbia, it's bound to do, you know. That's the place I try to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And one time I had put a bad ice before I take them out. And when I broke through the ice, about 15 miles from here, and I see it. My gosh, the ice go down like that with me. I just swing around, go back, which way I'm coming in. And I beat them. I see that my car go down like that. And I'll make it solid ice again. And I just go in my place and take them out, the ice, and just put them in a bush, that car.
Yes.
And springtime, when the ice open, I went over there with, I got a good nice big boat too, and it had a 1 foot length, 14 horsepower inboard engine I got. That boat, I call it, by my language, Yayuwa.
Yayuwa.
Was
that me?
Yeah. Well, it's my own, just like my own inside, you know. Yeah. That's it, the one I give the name with the, my boat. And I went over there when the lake opened, and I cut a big tree for build a raft in that car. And I fixed good, nice, big raft. Some lots of boys give me hand anyway. And soon as we finish that raft, and we bring it down, myself, and I bring it right to the shore around here, and I take them out of that car in this way. And the lake is open.
Like
yeah, that's the way I saved my car again. Yeah.
How long did you keep that car, George?
Well, what the time? I think it's
1928,
isn't it? It's 1928 model I got, and I use it right down to 1953, I think. That's the time I get that another old truck. So I leave them in the garage, that car.
So that's a good 25 years.
Yeah. And after I had an accident and that big truck and that, my pickup is 1.5 tons and crushed pretty bad in the front. And I get another one again, 1 ton pickup again. And after it, they give me an order to take them down. They want to buy that car back.
How much they give you?
Well, they pay me for $750.
Ooh.
It's pretty good. Help,
it was a pretty good price for that car.
That's right. Mm. Yeah. And still today they use it for just for, they use it for just
demonstration.
Just serving there, that's all. Yeah, that's the way they is, yeah. They just surprised, Father. No police, no crush. Everything just like coming out from the factory. Nothing. All the mudguards, no bent, nothing.
All good,
yeah. That's why you just surprise, you just keep for something like that, yeah.
They use it for parade,
yeah,
for instance.
That's right. He called it that car, George's car. Yeah, number one.
Number one.
Yeah, that's the way they call it. Well, it's right too, Father. You know, you had the trouble sometimes in the car. You don't know what to go. Well, he go with me that well. Sometimes way far away, way up, blast, I had a trouble. Well, I try fix it. I get instruction book anyway. I read little bit, that's all, not like you anyway. Just a few words. Well, I see the picture, which way to work. Well, I use my head. I take apart, fix up and put up together again. My gosh, it's way better than before. That's the way I do it. And one time, Father, I had a trouble on ties. I got no way to get at my ties. All my ties is it's kind of rotting already. But no way to get at ties, no way to get at parts, anything like that. No way to get my batteries. But I use it my head to keep running, that's all. That's the way it is. And that ties is all shot and all bust up the pieces. And I use my head. I put the moose hide out in that ties. And my gosh, it worked on me again. Yeah. It comes to the body again. That's the way it is. And my batteries, when die off, I use it hot shot, you know, that dry cell. I just connect it. And I use it crank, I just turn once, start, and I take, connect out. That's the way I do. That's the way I know, Father.
Well, okay? That's pretty good for now, because the tape is nearly running short.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good for this 28th of March 1968. And
yeah.
That's